Why have you been somewhat reluctant to be tagged as a leader?
Because we got other guys here who's better suited for that.
Other guys don't think that. A lot of people I've spoken to about it say you're the natural choice.
No, I mean, they're just being nice, man.
They're afraid of you?
Yeah, they're afraid of me, so they're just being nice.
Do you change anything, though?
When it comes to Sunday, what can Jay Ajayi add to the Philadelphia offense?
Different dynamic, that they may not have had there in a while. You know, he's a big, powerful guy, but he also has the breakaway speed. They've had Sproles and, a couple of other guys, Smallwood, in that role, but he's a big physical runner.
Fax said he put up a slide or something this week about guys who are practicing perfect. What does that say about this team, that the guys are still out there on the field grinding through?
I mean, we got some men of integrity. It means a lot to them. It doesn't always show on the scoreboard. We had some bad breaks, some really bad breaks, to be honest. But you got some guys who really care. It means a lot to them. They're still trying to win games and trying to help us.
You consider yourself one of those guys?
What do you mean? Which one that Spags put up? I guess you could say that, yeah.
Why is that so important to you?
I mean, I love the game of football. The reason why I started playing football is still the reason why I play today. It's not for the money. It's not for the glory. Any of that. I want to be a great player. I want to be, one of the best players to ever play when it's all said and done. But, it's a lot of pride in this building, and I just want to help restore that.
What would it mean to you guys to beat a team like the Eagles, given everything that's happened this season at home?
I mean, it'll be a win. It's a division opponent, a rivalry game. Just like with Dallas, which we didn't get the job done last week. But, any win that we get at this point will be good. We just need a win, man.
This is not something most people consider them the best team in the conference.
I guess you could call them best team in the NFL. They play really, really good defense, and they're really, really good on offense. So, I think they're one of the best teams, if not the best team in football.
So you don't think it would – but do you think it would – add something to the narrative, I guess, if you could beat them?
Narrative's not for us, man.
Checking your Twitter account, you've been getting a lot of support for the Pro Bowl. What does it mean to you to get that kind of support?
It means a lot, man. Fans appreciating what I do each and every Sunday. I continue to go out there and fight. No matter the score, no matter the outcome, I have a job to do. I love this game, so just to get that love reciprocated in Pro Bowl votes, it means a lot.
Would that mean a lot for you personally?
Pro Bowl?
Yeah.
I mean, I've never been, so yeah. I'm guessing that's one thing I could check off the to-do list.
We know how much you like to chase quarterbacks. Wentz isn't there anymore. is it going to be much different for you to face Foles?
I wouldn't say much different. I mean, obviously, they're two different runners. Carson Wentz, I told you before, he reminds me of a young Aaron Rodgers. I mean, the guy's a magician in the pocket. So, Nick Foles, I haven't seen him, in a while. So, we got a little taste of him last week. So I'm excited to see what he brings.